Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so Woj got his bragging out of the way.
Woo!
He acted like a true millennial right there.
Woo!
Just...
I'm
making
spent.
Sure everyone knew that he was right about the Patriots and how dare you doubt them once the playoffs got underway.
Right.
You feel better?
Yeah, and okay. I don't even care. It's not like I'm a Patriots fan. I don't even care.
Well, no, you're a Tom Brady fan.
I just wanted people to finally believe in Bill Belichick. Finally give him his due.
It's about time Bill got a break, you know? Man.
Good for the kid.
Absolutely.
But now I have to talk you and Valenti off the ledge on this Piston stuff?
No. See, I'm not... Like, Mike is ready to jump.
Oh, no.
Like,
No. They just got him off of the roof like 15 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. I'm genuinely terrified that he is going to
do something bad.
Well, if it happens literally during the show, he might leave. Like, I might need to be on call to come in and do the afternoon show if the Conley trade goes through when he's on the air. Yes, he's to that level, okay? I'm on the other side of it. I still refuse to believe that Ed Stefanski and Malik Rose will do what Tom Gorris wants and make this deal for Mike Conley Jr., take on $32 million over the next two seasons for a guy who's, sure, better than Reggie Jackson, but really not that much of an upgrade, all the while giving up a lottery pick and your best young asset in Luke Kennard just to get rid of Reggie Jackson. I can't see them doing that.
They can't give up the lottery pick, the first round pick. It won't be a lottery pick, or maybe.
Okay, but you know,
they can't give that up.
If they're getting Mike Conley Jr. and, you know, nothing else is included, you know, they're not taking on Chandler Parsons or, you know, whatever it might be, the first round pick has to be included. It can't just be Luke Kennard. There's no way it's that easy. Luke Kennard, Reggie Jackson for Mike Conley Jr.
Well, you know what? Just to make you nervous.
Money doesn't even match.
Do you know what they would think that by getting Mike Conley, we're going to make the playoffs, so the pick isn't going to be a lottery pick, so it's less valuable, so take it.
You know what they probably thought last year? Oh, you know what? Blake's going to come here and lead us to the promised land, to the playoffs.
I'm sure that's what they thought.
And it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that means there's 50-50 chance it might this time.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. I would. I think Mike Conley's a good player. I know he's 31.
Sure, yeah.
He's a, 37-38% career three-point shooter.
Yes, he'd be able to space the floor a little bit better. Plus, he's not a knucklehead like Reggie Jackson is.
Listen, in a vacuum, which nothing ever happens in a vacuum, because I think you'd suffocate in a vacuum, I would prefer it. If you plucked out Reggie Jackson and plucked in Mike Conley, absolutely. Not with a first-round pick. I do believe I'd be willing to give up Luke Kennard, though, for him.
Of course you would.
Mm-hmm. No, see... Now you think I'm being spiteful. I'm not. I would not trade Donovan Mitchell for him.
The biggest problem...
I wouldn't.
Apparently, was it Memphis? No, it was the Knicks. The Knicks ended up calling Utah when they were trying to unload Porzingis, and they're like, yeah, so what do you think about giving us Donovan Mitchell? What an idiot. What a dumb call. Okay, so I want to do this in a couple of different ways. Okay, one, do you think the Conley thing is actually on the table? Okay, that, you know what? There is a chance that he comes here in Detroit. There even might be a really good chance that the Pistons are the favorite to land a guy like Mike Conley Jr. But I would also ask this, under what circumstances would you be willing to take Mike Conley Jr. on? The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Of course, the easy answer, and I know you already said it, you don't want to give up the first round pick, okay? If you do anything, you give up Reggie Jackson, you give up a Luke Kennard, whatever it might be, and you get Mike Conley, but you keep the pick? Okay, that makes a little bit of sense. For me, though, this would be not giving up the first-round pick, taking on Chandler Parsons and his $25 million for one more year, because at the very least, yes, you'll get Conley. Yes, you get rid of Reggie Jackson. Yes, you give up a Luke Kennard. But I got to believe, to match salaries and make the trade work, you would have to send over a Stanley Johnson, a John Lure, a Langston Galloway.
Fine.
Like, it would be an exchange of money, essentially, at that point.
Okay, so
and Parsons fits a little bit better. He's a career 38% shooter.
So before we go to the phones, 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. You're the little NBA geek. Tell people in a nutshell which trade rumors are floating out there. It's Conley, who's the 31-year-old, a point guard, but a shooter, too. I think he averages 14 points a game in his career.
Yeah.
And not Gasol, right?
Gasol. No. Well, okay, look, if it were really up to me, I'd love to Andre Drummond, Reggie Jackson for Marc Gasol and Mike Conley, and maybe you have to add in a Stanley Johnson to make the money work.
Do
I would love that. Mm-hmm. I would 100% love that, because those two would fit around Griffin better than Jackson and Drummond fit at this point, but I just don't think that that is feasible. I really don't. So the only deal that we're talking about right now is Mike Conley Jr. The Pistons are a front runner, but in order to make that happen, you got to get rid of Reggie Jackson, which I think all of Detroit is on board with.
He's been pretty good the last couple of weeks.
Everyone's okay with that.
I believe people have pointed that out to you.
It would also have to involve Luke Kennard. It would also most likely have to involve a first round pick. I don't think there's anybody out there that really is open to doing that. But the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Maybe there's enough people out there that hate Reggie enough that they would just want to do it.
Let's see.
Let's go to Matt in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello, Matthew.
Well, my take is this. So you had mentioned, Bogey, that it's a little bit of an upgrade. I don't think it's a little bit of an upgrade. I think it's a huge upgrade. Mike Conley is way better than Reggie Jackson.
The problem, Matt, like, look, yes, a player-to-player comparison, of course he's better than Reggie Jackson. The only problem is you're not just giving up Reggie Jackson. You're giving up a shooter. You're giving up a first-round pick. That makes you tangibly worse.
Now, if you get Mike Conley, I think there's a very good chance you make a playoff. So the first-round pick is not as appealing at that point.
Right.
Luke Kennard, of course, yeah, young asset, but that's why you're trading for Mike Conley, because that's what you're doing. You're making a trade, a good player, a good young player for a good vet. And we have a team that could potentially win now, maybe not win a ship, but if you already have Blake Griffin, you're already investing $30 million a year on Blake Griffin. No other superstar free agency is going to come here. We're not going to get a top three pick. You got to do something. You can't just stay put every year.
Matt,
you said you're not going to win ship, right?
A ship.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Ship.
Well,
ship sailed already.
Okay, good. I just want to make that clear. That's the word you said.
Yeah. No, and I understand that, Matt, but at the same time, you can make the argument that the Pistons would be better off if they just let this thing ride out. They tried to make their little playoff push, stood pat, didn't do anything, and they still had a shooter in Luke Kennard. They were able to draft somebody in the top 10 of the NBA draft, and they potentially were able to go into the luxury tax to re-sign Reggie Bullock. That the future would look brighter if you had that, as opposed to Mike Conley and no shooters and no first-round pick.
I still don't necessarily agree with that, only because we've had chances in the draft multiple times.
It's a different front office, though. It's a different front office.
New front office, I agree. But that doesn't. Anytime you get a top 10 pick, it doesn't automatically guarantee that you're in a better situation. You're giving me a proven vet like Mike Conley. You re-sign Reggie Bullock. Get rid of Reggie Jackson. He's literally a cancer. He's horrible. And Luke Kennard is a young, promising player, but he really still hasn't shown that he could play in the NBA. He know he could shoot, but he can't. He hasn't shown that he could be a good player in the NBA for a long year.
No, not yet. He hasn't. Certainly not defensively.
Got to be more consistent. Yeah.
He can shoot, but I guess you have to prioritize. If you're sitting there with a Big Ed and Malik Rose and Tom Gores on the conference call, and you're advising, what is your biggest priority? To move Reggie Jackson because it's not working here in the money in the contract, to not give up the first round pick, to make the playoffs or not make the playoffs. All those, to me, out of all those possibilities, moving Reggie Jackson would seem to be the number one priority. And if it, whatever, then you have to figure out, well, if it costs this, but wouldn't that be the number one priority?
Okay, but if that's the case, then it would be an easy decision to give up the lottery pick, wouldn't it?
Yes, which that maybe that's why they're
that's
thinking
that's not
it.
An easy decision to me.
Is moving Reggie Jackson a bigger priority than moving Andre Drummond?
Honestly, I would say no, just because Drummond still has a few more years on the deal, and I think it would help, you know, to clear him out of there and open up some space. And then you can maybe, you know, get a shooter in return. You can allocate that $28 million elsewhere to make it a better fit for Griffin. Jackson's contract comes off the books after one more year. I mean,
can I sell you on this?
As much as I don't like him, yeah.
Would you sign off on it if it was Conley for Reggie Jackson, Luke Kennard, and a lottery protected first round pick?
No.
That would become the next year's first round pick.
No. No.
Lottery protected.
No.
That means if it's not in the lottery, it's gone and you got the next year. But if it's in the lottery, you have it.
No. Because you're still giving up the only young asset you have. Stanley Johnson's going out the door. Ish Schmidt is going out the door. I would assume Reggie Bullock still is going to go out the door. I can't imagine that they're going to bring him back.
I'm trying to make this work.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.